We're joined today by Angela Santomero, who has written the book Preschool Clues, Raising Smart, Inspired, Engaged Kids in a Screen-Filled World. I guess the word clues, though, is a little bit of an insight into your past. Tell us a little bit about that and the programs you've been involved with.
Yeah, so my first show was a co-creator of Blue's Clues, which is where the clues come from. I'm also the creator of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood on PBS, which is a Fred Rogers legacy show, and Super Why, also on PBS, and Creative Galaxy and Wish and Poof on Amazon Kids.
I have to tell you, Blue's Clues helped me remember what the color periwinkle looks like. So that's one of the things I learned as an adult from watching that with my daughter. Let's talk about this. Why did you decide to put a book together to help parents?
You know, it was one of those things where I have a master's in child developmental psychology. I put so much research and so much thinking into all of the shows that I do, and then all of a sudden I realized that I would love to be able to take all of that insight out and put them into 11 clues that I use for parents to talk through why we do what we do. And what I'm hoping is to get rid of the guilt of parents letting their kids watch TV and letting them know that there's so many great things in good quality media that can actually teach your kids and that you could use in your everyday life.
When you were putting these and are putting these programs together, what's the main force or focus on it? How much kind of you create a topic and then you kind of have to vet it to see if it fits how it impacts the children?
Yeah, for Blue's Clues, it was a game show. We wanted to do an interactive game show, and it was all around kindergarten readiness skills, everything you could learn before you got to kindergarten. And then for Daniel Tiger, it was promoting Fred's legacy, so it was all about socio-emotional skills and expressing your feelings and empowering kids as they learn and can solve problems in their everyday life. And Super I was all about reading. So whenever we have something that we think there's a need for kids, my team and I will go out and we'll do research. We'll talk to kids, and we talk to kids with every show, every episode that we do, to just make sure that we're really meeting the goals, right? So that we don't want to just say we're teaching your kids to read. We want to make sure that we're doing it.
Some of those things, Blue's Clues has some sort of, you know, a lot of color and movement as well. You know, Daniel Tiger, he's kind of more laid back. He's kind of more interpersonal, it seems, as a bit. There are different ways, I guess, to get the point across to kids.
Right, and I think that that's the same thing about how many different kinds of kids there are and how they learn. And I think that in order to, the things that they have in common, the idea of pausing in real life, you know, like the way that we do it, Daniel Tiger will do the same thing as Steve in the sense of leaning in and wanting to know what kids think. He does it in more of a way as a friend, you know, to bond with him. And those are the kinds of things that we can pull out when we're looking at shows and wanting to decide, not just my shows, any shows that really will inspire our kids. And so we want to have like this healthy media green smoothie, you know, all right. It has all different kinds of things in it.
Well, let's talk about some of the, you mentioned how this book has preschool clues. What, take us through some of the clues and how we as parents can interact with our child.
Well, you know, the idea of repetition, right? Why do kids want to listen to things and read things and watch things over and over and over again? And I talk about how it leads to mastery and understanding that it's deliberate repetition so that when we do it where we make things a little bit harder and a little bit harder so the kids are learning and are able to then master the concepts. And then the idea of pausing, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, anyone, like even adults, when they're not stopping to listen to you and answer the question, it can disempower you. And so we talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about that with regard to empowering kids and giving them a voice and having them learn not what to think, but how to think about things. So those are two of my favorite. And then another one would be respect. You know, whenever we write a show, we write it with respectful communication in there so that we're not talking down to kids and we're not talking to kids over their heads either, right? We're doing it in a pace that's just right for this age group, and we do it in a way that they can relate to.
You mentioned the word think. You have one clue that's think about. It says practicing higher order thinking helps little ones see possibilities as opposed to obstacles. Can you give us like an example of something like that?
Yeah, so that's all about when you are thinking through something. We want kids to be intrinsically motivated, right? We want them to look at a situation and have the ability to understand it and then to have solutions to the problems, right? So that's the biggest thing that we want them to do. And in Blue's Clues, actually, the last, putting the three clues together and relating it to the beginning question that we had is an example of higher order thinking. And it's just getting them to be little by little independent thinkers and problem solvers, and looking that makes you look at the world more optimistically, and in the end you're happier in a lot of ways as well.
You gear things towards a certain age group, but if you have multiple children, how do you balance between where one is in their stage of growth to another one, but then they can also work together with it?
Yeah, completely. The idea of preschool I love so much because they are such sponges in terms of, you know, everything that they're learning and they're taking in. But really, these same 11 clues that I call them, but the same universal truths are for all ages. Like I always say, my teenagers are just big preschoolers. You know, there's so much of that foundation that's in there. And so when you're looking at things, as they age, and you're opening up a little bit more and a little bit wider in terms of that border that you put around kids in terms of what you want to talk to them about and what media you want to feed their brains with.
Another one of the clues you have is celebrate. We should always enjoy what we're doing and celebrate, right?
Well, even just taking a little, feeling those little celebrations are big to preschoolers, and taking a moment to celebrate that. And I use an example of even just stopping before you're rushing out to Thanksgiving dinner, that you're taking a photo with your family. You know, it's like that's just a little moment that you're capturing. You know, it's not about effortless trophies. It's just about being in their space and understanding that when they lose a tooth, that's huge for them, and that we can celebrate it. You know, it's not like a big parade or anything. It's just taking a moment to congratulate and to celebrate and to do something special.
We're talking today with Angela Santomero. The book is called Preschool Clues. You mentioned how we, with different programs and things we interact, kids want to read a book over and over again. There's moments as a parent where their timeline is quicker. So all of a sudden you get interested in this book or this character of this show, then they've moved on. Sometimes I find myself lagging behind. I'm thinking I still have to catch up with what's happening on this show, but they've moved on in their development. But it just shows the progress that they're taking, I guess.
Well, when they're ready, right, when they've mastered the concepts, then they want to move on and learn something new, which is amazing, right, about how they think and how they look at the world. They're just such curious little beings, you know, and so I think that we just have to follow their lead in a lot of ways.
How special was it that Fred Rogers was able to get a postage stamp and that we've honored him many years after his passing?
No, oh, it's so special. He's such a, you know, he was a treasure for us, you know, and for me, he was a huge inspiration from afar and a friend. I love that I can say that he was a friend, that I got to know him because he inspired the work that I do so much. So yes, I'm so proud that Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood has elevated Fred and promoted his legacy so much, so that we can really be celebrating him for everything that he does. You know, I hope that the show that we did gave a little bit more of an entryway into looking at him a little bit further, because his work is so huge.
Yep, and a lot of what he has still stands today, and it works for all the children, and new technology comes by, how we view things have changed, but it's still some of the same messages that you talk about in this book, Preschool Clues. If people want to get a hold of this or find out more about some of these things, where's a good place to get details on this?
AngelasClues.com, and then the book is everywhere that books are sold.
Our guest today, Angela Santomero, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.